Well, 2:30, Tuesday afternoon. That, of course, it means it's time for Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're going to be telling us about a Lady Jane Barrington.
Yes, Lady Joan Barrington.
Joan Barrington. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Okay, very close. Who lived in Hatfield Broad Oak.
And who on earth was she?
Well, obviously a very important lady because she could afford to have her own physician and to write to her physician for advice. Now, getting advice from your physician by mail sounds quite unusual, but very common in the 17th, 18th, well, in fact, up to the 19th century.
So her physician wasn't local?
No. Well, her physician was local, not very local to her because he lived in Colchester.
Right.
His name was Dr. Duke, quite an eminent surgeon and physician in Colchester at the time. And you might ask, what was Lady Barrington suffering from? Well, without breaking medical confidentiality, as it was 1615, and she's not really around to complain, she reported in the July of that year that she was suffering very badly from the heat and that her legs and various parts of her body were swelling. And she was understandably concerned, wrote to Dr. Duke, who wrote back a very, shall we say, detailed, I think is the word I'm looking for, letter, telling her that he could diagnose by post that she wasn't suffering from dropsy. That would have been the equivalent of heart disease in our present day. He could tell that, I don't really quite know how, presumably just from the symptoms she described, but he could diagnose that she was suffering from melancholy, what we would call today depression, and also that the humours of her body were out of balance. Now, this was a well-known medical belief in those days, that there were four humours within the body that were vital life forces, and they were black bile, yellow bile, blood and phlegm. And if one of those humours was disordered in some way, then you would be ill. He diagnosed that the cure for her ailment was the application of turpentine and baths for her legs. Notice her legs, just her legs, not the rest of her, baths for her legs. But he added a PS to his letter, at the fall of the leaf, and I'll translate that, that means autumn, at the fall of the leaf you will need to change my prescription and you will need to take a purging physic. Now, I don't want to dwell too long on what a purging physic was. Suffice it to say, I'll translate it to a laxative medicine.
Oh, right.
And that would help to restore the balance of the humours of her body. Now, it's a very interesting, very detailed letter from Dr. Duke. And if you want to know more about Lady Joan Barrington's complaint, do go to the Essex Record Office at Chelmsford. Get yourself a reader's ticket because they have the original letter that Dr. Duke sent that was found amongst the Barrington family papers. And it's fascinating.
And did it work?
Well, she lived until 1641, so I think it certainly didn't kill her.
Right, okay. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret.
And thanks, Scott.
What are you doing next week?
Right, next week I shall be at Steeple Bumpstead talking about a riot.
A riot in Steeple Bumpstead. It doesn't seem the sort of place you'd have a riot, but obviously they did. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.